That apology by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar for making light of the way Bill Clinton behaved towards Monica Lewinsky appears in several papers. Although none feature pictures of Monica Lewinsky, instead they show photos of Leo Varadkar at an event with Hillary Clinton hours before he made the remark. Craig Hughes in the Irish Daily Mail writes that Leo Varadkar has the gift of the gaff in Washington, recalling his visit to Donald Trump there in 2018, during which he suggested that he'd intervened in a planning application for Trump's Doonbeg golf resort. Hughes said that afterwards the Taoiseach had to row back on those remarks. If you're a Late Late Show fan, the papers recall a feast of highlights from past shows this morning. The occasion is, of course, Ryan Tuberty's announcements that he's leaving the show. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star each have 5 pages on the story. The Star front page headline is, "Chat's all, folks." The Sun's front page reads, "End of the Ryan." While Inside, one of its stories is headlined, "Who will be Ryan Eyre?" Eyre spelt H-E-I-R. That piece is speculating about who'll take over the Late Late Show. And that's where most of the papers go with the story this morning, giving bookies odds on the different RTE presenters' chances at being offered the job. The Examiner even has a graphic of cartoon racehorses with the faces of various presenters stuck on the jockeys' heads, Tommy Tiernan, Jennifer Zamparelli and so on. For a bank holiday, there are quite a few serious stories in the papers today. The Examiner reports that a Department of Health whistleblower is about to face a disciplinary hearing and possible dismissal. The man exposed a controversial state strategy to deny people reparations for nursing home overpayments. The main front page story in the Irish Independent, by their legal affairs editor Shane Phelan, relates to the Enoch Burke Wilson's Hospital affair. The paper quotes an email written by a family member of a student. They're disputing the facts of the original row which led to this teacher's suspension. The Independent says the school rejects the assertions made in the email. And following up on the news earlier this week on the conviction of the killer of Garda Colm Horkin, the Irish Sun reports that Garda Horkin had years previously saved the life of the man who killed him. The son, Stephen Breen, spoke to a retired Garda who recalls that when Stephen Silver had fallen ill in 2003, Colm Horkin had rushed him to hospital in Castlebar. A couple of celebrity stories in the papers today. Bono is in most of the papers saying that he secretly loved ABBA as a teenager. But as he says in The Independent, back then he was a punk and macho pressure stopped him from admitting it. Liam Neeson is in the Irish News, where he says that he thinks there'll be unification on the island in his lifetime. The other northern newspaper, the Belfast Telegraph, reports that Primark is refusing to sell children's St. Patrick's Day merchandise in the north because of what the paper calls considerations over flags and emblems. No such considerations in the papers this morning, with lots of photos of children in costume and one unique parade. The front page of the Irish Times has a most charming photo of two little six-year-olds, one with a grand toothy smile, both decked out in St. Patrick's Day gear at an event in Dublin yesterday. While the back page of the Irish Examiner shows a girl trying to manage a three-week-old calf, which she has dressed in a green shamrock-themed skirt. She and the calf are leading the parade at the Hines family farm in Aherla, Cork. Behind the girl and the calf are 5 other family members walking in their own mini parade. Several of the papers are anticipating Mother's Day on Sunday, and The Sun has an item you may not want to give your mother as a present. It's a pair of running shorts from Balenciaga, and they cost €800, but that's not why they may not be ideal for your mammy. The shorts have what's called the destroyed look, which means they have loose threads and are pre-stained. Happy St. Patrick's Day.